You really think a bar will have anything?
Paul and Colin had made their way up 7th Avenue, just above the garment district.
Not sure.
The bar they had found was a hole in the ground, almost literally. Max had been an Irish bar on the first floor of what looked like one of those high-end fashion houses. Weeks of snow had piled up, and they were now looking down into the darkened space.
But someone opened that window recently and dug some snow out of there. We should at least see if they're okay. Maybe invite them along.
If it were just checking to see if whoever is in here is all right, then why the gun?
Paul noted that his friend still held the .22 clutched in his right hand, even as he maneuvered his butt to the ground, positioning his snow-encrusted boots through the window, ready to enter the darkness.
Done hurt to be ready, Paul. Either way, we're starting to draw a crowd out here.
The younger man looked to his left, noticing that one of the zombie trains had been drawn towards them. They were following one of their snow trenches. They were either following the men's sound or their scent. You could never be sure which.
Great.
We should duck in here and let them move on. Out of sight, out of mind.
Wait up, man!
Hello?
Colin had made his way to the long oak bar that filled nearly the entire left side of the room. Of course, there were no lights. Power had been the first thing to go after water and sewage, and then finally natural gas. Paul joined his friend at the bar.
Holy shit, is that what I think it is?
Paul, hold on.
Chicken fingers. Oh, I can smell them. Even with my nose running.
His gloved hand shot out and grabbed one of the breaded chunks of chicken.
Colin, they're still warm.
You're damn straight they're still warm.
Shit.
Now put down my chicken, son.
The man had been exactly the sort of guy you would have cast as an Irish bartender. The big guy was dressed in a few layers, including a light denim jacket on top and a plaid shirt out of the Eddie Vedder collection beneath. His dark hair had decided to recede before it turned gray, adding a couple of years to his late 30s appearance. Colin took all this in while never taking his eyes off the sawed-off shotgun the man was holding straight out, Irish gangster style.
Easy, sir. We saw someone had opened the window and came in to see if you needed help.
The only help I need from you is you putting that pistol down.
Colin looked down. He had forgotten he was holding the, by comparison, tiny firearm. The bartender waggled his peacekeeper back and forth until he was sure the other man had gotten the message.